Quan Nai, Friday the 13th, on a nice hot fall day. Carly, sending Florence another message, the first one in a long time, and wondering how you're doing, honey. It has been a long time since I've talked to you on the television or on my little tape deck, and I feel a little bit ashamed that I haven't sent more tapes since I bought a number of them so that I could write to you quite often. But I'll get started now, and we'll see if I can't send you some records or some tapes right away about what's going on and how things are progressing. Doing real fine here in Quan Nai. Everything is going along right steady. We're having no trouble with the enemy and keeping them out of the city quite a ways. And I think perhaps there's been some action out here, some miles from town. And we've trapped a North Vietnamese unit. And I think they've killed a number of them and got them so that they don't bother us in town. In fact, we haven't had too much trouble here for some time. And personally, I'm never in any kind of trouble anyway, so I don't have much to tell you as far as the war goes. Just the only thing I can talk about is my work and how things are going along there. You know, since I came back, when I came back, or when I was gone, in fact, they had moved my office and moved me into another place with a larger group of people. I thought for a while that I had been demoted, and they were trying to ease me out or to get a combine the operation so that there would be more people involved in it and I wouldn't have as much to do. Actually, that's what it turned out to be, that the military took over a lot of business that I was doing, and it's a great help to us and more efficient and more effective. I approve of it, and now we're working along quite well, and I'm getting things organized so that my mind, I know what's going on, and I'm better able to constructively help my organization. I've mentioned to you before that I was concerned, but the concern is lost. I'm gone now. I don't have it. Although I have a big disappointment came into me yesterday. You know, I had been recommended for the next highest rank by the province senior advisor who left here, Jim May, and I wrote and told you that the circumstances looked like I might be able to make it because of the fine recommendation. Well, I got an answer yesterday, and they told me that they were sorry. They couldn't advance me because there wasn't any billet vacancy in this activity that I work in for an FSR-4. This is disappointing. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think perhaps the boss has now gone on home leave, and I'll wait till he comes back and talk it over with him. The only way I could get advanced is to be transferred to some place that has an FSR-4 vacancy. Then, of course, I'd have to work there until I was recommended by the person in charge of the place. So it looks like they've sort of wiped me out for this cruise. I don't appreciate it too much. It might be the cause of the termination of my contract or my business with the aid people when my contract expires. I'm not too happy. I don't like to work in a position where I can neither advance nor get an increase in salary. But I don't know, maybe things will work out so that I don't have to worry too much about it. Well, so much for that. The weather here has been very warm, and we've had a few rains. It's starting to get into the rainy season, and I expect by October we'll be having lots of water and some typhoons. The rains cool things off very well, and I'm rather happy to see them coming, because this 110 degree weather is really hard to take. And although most of us are acclimated to it and are quite able to adjust during the day, we perspire an enormous amount of liquids from our bodies, and I don't know whether that's good for us or not. Most of us are pretty husky, though, and we don't find it too uncomfortable with the sweat. As long as there's no tears, we just have sweat, okay. No tears with it. We're all right. The only physical difficulty I'm having is with my back, and I told you, wrote to you, that I had gone to Chulai to see a doctor. He'd given me a very fine examination and found through the x-rays that I had a pinched nerve. Well, he gave me some pills that killed the pain, but the nerve is still dead because my left leg is still numb in the surface and the skin. However, the circulation is good, and I even went out yesterday and hit some tennis balls with my new tennis racket. And by the way, that's sure a nice tennis racket. I'm sure glad I bought it, and I'm certainly glad that you mailed it. And speaking of mailing, I've received all the packages you sent. At least the last one I received was the plastic containers. So you know what you sent before then. I've got a letter from you today that said that you mailed the package, and that would be package number 7. I hope that I've got, let's see, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got about 2 more coming that I'm looking forward to receiving. I expect I'll have a pair of shoes in one of them. That's the only thing that I can think of that's left that I haven't received, is that pair of shoes. And those are very nice shoes that's coming, too. Well, I guess the weather there is letting up a little in the heat. And let's see, September, August, September, yep. It'll be getting nippy in the mornings, and the long Indian summers will start soon, and the leaves will start turning. And I'll bet the college atmosphere will start picking up, and all the kids will be coming back and going to school, and the colored clothes and the enthusiasm that goes on. I know you'll be caught up in it, and I know you'll enjoy every minute of it. I'd like to be back there too, because I rather enjoyed that college raw.